Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the show today, everyone. I'm so glad you're joining us because we have a special treat. Someone that I have so much respect for, Claudia McNeely, and she's going to talk about psychic vampires, current energy, how we can protect ourselves, entities, spirits, all kinds of fun stuff. And I wanted to air this show at the appropriate time of year, so a lot of us have a heightened awareness now in October, just on the cusp of Halloween, about spirits and what's going on. So before I bring Claudia on, let me give you a little bit about her background. She is a shaman, a medical intuitive, hypnotherapist, clairvoyant, medium, pet communicator, and master energy and emotional healer. Claudia McNeely does private sessions. She has all kinds of services and offerings. If you would like to find out more about Claudia, go to her website, askclaudia.com. Claudia, I wanted to get you on right away. I have so much to talk to you about today.
Hi, Christina. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You know, Claudia, you do some energy forecasts and updates, and I know a lot of your followers and a lot of my listeners would love to hear your take on kind of what's going on right now. End of October, we're coming into November and December. We feel a lot of energy movement. Could you fill us in on kind of what's going on?
Lots and lots of change. That's been really fun. You know, I've been doing the energy reports, ascension energy reports is what I call them, for about 2 or 3 years now. And it's been really fascinating to me watching the different energies and how they interplay with us. And there's also a lot, you know, we're all having what's called ascension symptoms, you know, where we have headaches, we're tired, we can't think, we can't write, we can't type. We can't spell anymore, things like that, you know, that we're all experiencing. And these are all related to these energies that are out there. And certain energies come with solar flares. Certain energies will come with earthquakes. And it's really interesting to watch the correlation of it. And we're moving through all of these energies all the time. And it's really interesting. And I've also found recently that realized recently that astrological planetary things also affect the symptoms that we're having. So it's just everything plays off of everything. So it's a really interesting thing. And October has been a very interesting month. We've had, there's two eclipses this month, a solar eclipse at the first of the week, of the month, and then a lunar eclipse for the new moon. So that is just bringing massive amounts of changes. The focus for the month has been revolution and liberation, so becoming free. So as a humanity, we are moving into becoming free again, which is wonderful. And there's another alignment that happened this month that is related to the same alignment that happened back in, I think it was 07 when our economy crashed. And it's supposed to do the opposite. It's supposed to fix the economy. So there's wonderful things coming, but it's a lot of really, really difficult changes, a lot of really strange energies because the eclipses are really hard on us. So it's been a very interesting month, but it's leading us to really good things. So that's wonderful.
Well, that's great news because a lot of time we hear doom and gloom.
I know.
And it's been quite a turbulent 2 years since 2012, I must say. You know, we all thought it was going to be a lot easier, a lot of us. And we've, you know, we're going through change. So can you fill people in on, you know, what are some typical ascension symptoms? If maybe, you know, it can resonate with someone out there. I know I've been really tired.
Yes, tired, headaches, back pain, neck pain. When there's a solar flare, like last night, we had some M-class flares recently, and they will cause you to be tired. They will cause you to have hot flashes, start sweating, burning skin, itchy skin. Some people will actually get rashes. It'll make people irritable, very anxious and nervous. Those are all symptoms that will come with a flare.
Well, you know, that's kind of good to know, because I think sometimes we have these things that happen, Claudia, and we think, oh, do I have to go to the doctor? Or where's this rash? Or, you know, and a lot of us are going through the same thing.
Yes, and I hear that so many times from people that have just discovered my energy reports, and it's like, oh my God, I'm not dying. You know, it's not just me. I don't have to worry about that I'm dying. Because there's times when we've wondered, you know, we'll start having heart problems and all this stuff come up, and, you know, a day or two later they're gone. And, you know, we don't understand it. But once we understand the energy and what's happening, it makes sense that it's the energy doing it. But we always have to be careful. If we think there's something physical going on that we need to see a doctor about, we need to go check it out just to make sure.
Right, and it would be pretty funny, actually, if you went to the doctor and they said, oh, sounds like classic ascension symptoms to me.
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny?
Maybe in the future, maybe our grandkids will have doctors like that someday.
Exactly.
So is there anything, just real quick, before we get into talking about all the spirits and what can we can do to manage our life better with this unseen world out there, is there anything to kind of just that really pops out into your mind for the end of 2014 to fill people in on, you know, because a lot of people it's on our minds right now. You know, what does the rest of the year hold? What's this last quarter going to kind of look like?
You know, I think that October is leading us into the rest of the year. As I said, it's liberation and revolution. And there's all these revolutions going on in all these countries all over the world. We haven't started it yet in the United States, and I really will be glad when the United States finally stands up and says, enough, we're not going to take this anymore. And it's going to take the people standing up and doing something about it. And I think that will happen within these next few months. There's a lot of changes that are going on, you know, globally. The International Monetary Fund has talked about a global financial reset, where all of the countries are going to come into an alignment monetarily, and our money is going to actually be worth what it's really worth and not jacked up like it is now, or held down like some countries are being right now. So all that's going to level the playing field worldwide. It's going to bring us into more of an alignment. Some of those countries have gotten together and created the BRICS, B-R-I-C-S, banking system. That is another sign of the coming changes. The dollar is going down. It's crashing, basically. People are not wanting to use the dollar around the world anymore. There's all these changes that are coming. So the financial market is going to vastly change. I think we're going to see more equality. We're going to have a better economy here in the United States, because, like I said, this energy is bringing us back into the good economy that we had back in 2007 before it crashed. So we're going to be going back to a better economy. There's going to be more peace. There's already a lot more peace, but it's going to continue to grow, and it's going to be a more peaceful world. We're moving into our new world, you know, our new world of peace and love and oneness that we've all heard of and we've all been moving toward, but we're definitely moving toward that faster.
Well, I can tell just with the food movement, Claudia,
right.
And that seems to be a safer fight for a lot of people.
Right.
And, you know, and we have to get out of the political polarity.
Yes.
And we should just be one political party.
Right. I agree.
You know, not divided. They're just trying to divide and conquer everyone.
They aren't. And the powers that were is what I call them, because I don't think they're in control anymore like they used to be, but they're still in enough control that they can still cause problems. They have been trying to start a race riot in the United States so that they could do martial law. And that was what all that stuff in St. Louis was about when that young man got shot there, and they were trying to get the riot, you know, there was riots and all this stuff going. And it didn't work because the black people and the white people stood together and said, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to fight each other. We're going to fight the establishment. And so they weren't able to get their race riot going. So a lot of good things are happening, and we are moving to a more peaceful world.
I believe we are, too. And I was just talking to my husband recently, and I said, you know, even if we feel that we're a little bit powerless in the U.S. Because of, like, the non-GMO movement is
right.
getting shot down a lot because of
yes.
the corporate and the mm-hmm. government. But a lot of these countries, these smaller countries, are standing up.
Yes,
and they are supporting us energetically. We,
mm-hmm.
even if we aren't able to make the change that maybe Mexico can or you know, some of these smaller countries can do at this point in time, that's okay because we're all going in the positive direction. And we can all agree that we want healthy food, you know.
Exactly.
And so this kind of is a good segue actually into the topic of the show, because I look at understanding the spiritual world, the entities, psychic vampires, all of that unseen that is kind of can wreak havoc on our life, that we need a personal revolution, Claudia. So
yeah.
not only a global revolution for peace, harmony, healthy air, water, and food. But what about a personal revolution here to take our power back? You know,
exactly.
As I become more aware of the spiritual world, it can wreak havoc in our daily life if we don't see it, aren't aware of it, and don't know what to do about it. So that's why I have you on the show today, because you are a master at this.
Oh, thank you. That's very true. You know, people, the one thing that I have found with my clients when they would contact me thinking, oh, I've got an entity, is that they're creating most of that themselves because of their fear. There's nothing to fear. They're just people that are energy instead of physical. You know, there's really nothing to fear there.
And I love that, because there isn't, you know, fear feeds them.
Yes.
Fear about the economy feeds the banksters.
Exactly. You know? It feeds the powers that were. Yes.
Yeah. Fear about getting the disease of the day, right?
Going to scary movies.
Right. I won't even watch them, actually.
I won't either. But
I won't
all
even
of that
put
energy,
that into my...
And that's the reason that they're putting out so many, and they're getting so much more scarier and more violent, because they're losing... So many of us are not going to movies like that they're losing that food source. And so they're doing whatever they can right now to increase their food source, because they're starving. They literally are starving.
And that's our power. If
yes,
we,
that's
if
our
we
power.
Unplug from fear, we
yes.
could... get rid of the corruption overnight.
Yes. Yes.
And so think of how many of us, you know, have fear of the future, fear of the unknown. We
mm-hmm.
hear, we feel some kind of creepy presence or something. You know, you feel it in your body, Claudia. Can you
yes.
talk a little bit? I think psychic vampires are a big problem. And
they are, and
because it's just sucking the energy out of people, and they don't realize it's happening. So
yeah.
that's the first one I want to talk about with you. Could you kind of fill people in on what a psychic vampire is first?
Well, some psychic vampires do not realize that they're psychic vampires. That's one of the important things to realize. My daughter was very critically ill her whole life. She was a psychic vampire because she needed the energy. She couldn't produce her own because she was so sick. So she would just suck energy from everybody around her. A lot of sick people do that, and they're not meaning to do it. They just need the energy. So that kind of psychic vampire is not out to hurt you. But then there is another group. When I was training to learn about protection, I was in with a group of people, and they would literally go into a movie theater or a restaurant and see if they could give somebody a headache, see if they could give them a heart attack, play with their energy and see what effect they could have on people. And that happens a lot. You know, how many of us have gone out to eat and we're feeling great when we get there, but then into the meal we start feeling sick? I think we've all experienced that at one time or another. And that is because there's a psychic vampire in there that is sucking our energy.
So the unintentional psychic vampire the needy relative or the depressed, maybe, you know.
Yes.
Or maybe there's a sick child, like you said. You know, they're unaware of what they're doing.
Exactly.
And I feel like that whole group, that's a little bit easier
with somebody like that just really needs energy is to just open up, you know, say a prayer, however you want to do it, but open up a connection between them and the Creator so that they can get all of the energy they need straight from the Creator. Or you can even, you know, if people that know how to do it, you could open up your own energy field and just flow energy on purpose to that person until they're full. I have a cat right now that is an energy whore is what I call her. She's always coming up to me and wanting energy and you know, I'm trying to do something and she's on top of me wanting energy. So I just open up and feed her as much energy as I can give her. And then she'll get enough and she'll go off for a little while. But that's what you do. You just give them all the energy they need.
And that's, you know, that is a great way to turn it around. And
right. And
then that way you're not being depleted unconsciously about it. And you can consciously just intend it, you know, whatever your spiritual belief, you know, send the light of God, send earth energy, send whatever, you know, your spiritual belief is. But to fill that person or pet up, that's a great tool, Claudia. So what about... I know of people, you know, being a publisher that has a lot of metaphysical new age type clients in the self-help new thought genre that I'm in. I'll tell you what, sometimes I come across people that are clients or even just not clients, but, you know, they want to do business with us and we get to know them. And they'll intentionally go and try to pull out energy and suck the life force out of people. And, you know,
do that through their books, too. Have you ever picked up a book and tried to read it and you just lost all of your energy?
Yes. And you know what? I didn't realize that, Claudia, until I got into publishing, actually.
Yes.
And I've actually walked away from a lot of money as a publisher because I don't want to be any part of that quantum entanglement of someone pulling energy, life force energy, out of an unsuspecting person.
Right.
And so, you know, we gladly paid high-priced attorneys at times not have to be in that.
Yeah.
And I know you've left a lot of situations too when you saw that people were doing this on purpose to hurt people.
And the wonderful thing about this energy, the October energy and this revolution and freedom is that it's also going to bring to light all of these people in the metaphysical community who are not truly of the light. All of these people that are scamming everybody, that are feeding them lies, all of this is going to come to the light, and those people are going to crash and burn quickly.
Oh, I can't wait for that. You know, Claudia, the work you do, you see behind the veil. You see people behind, you know, the great and powerful Oz when you open up the curtain and see the truth. You see that in the business you're in, and I see it in the business I'm in.
Right.
And I can't always go out on my soapbox and name names, right? Because I don't want to get sued, obviously.
Exactly.
And they play dirty, you know. And I don't want to get in the mud with them. However, I really work in the truth movement as we can raise consciousness together, empower ourselves, and have these tools like you teach.
Right.
Then, like you said, the truth's going to come out. People are going to see the truth
quickly. Yeah. You know, there's so many people that pretend to channel, and they're, you know, they're making all this lot of money because they're lying to people, and that has to stop. People are, you know, I had somebody, my best friend had a stroke the other day. And so I went on my group on Facebook and asked everybody to please send energy, say a prayer, whatever. Mm-hmm. And somebody comes on and says, well, the only reason she did this is because she's not connected to spirit.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? You know, you really believe that somebody's sick because they're not connected? That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But that's the kind of crap people are being taught.
Oh, there's so, I will really celebrate with you. I will probably go to Texas and high-five you, Claudia.
Yeah.
When we start seeing a lot of these frauds come out.
I can't wait, yeah.
You know, because it's they're hurting people. So the whole show that I do is about empowerment. I know that's what you focus your life on and your life's work.
Yes.
So give us some kind of a tool. Now, obviously, for a real serious vampire psychic attack thing, you can go seek help. You can go to Claudia. She can do really awesome stuff. But let's just say people listening, they kind of have a feeling that someone might be doing that intentionally. What's something we could do today?
The important thing, and on my website, I have a free lesson in psychic protection that teaches how to build a really strong shield. It's what we were taught to build when we were learning to attack other people, basically. I mean, you know, but we were also learning to protect ourselves. But when somebody comes up on you and they find a shield like what my lesson teaches, which is a multi-layered shield, they won't mess with it because they know they can't get through it, and they know that they're dealing with somebody that knows what they're doing. So that shield is a really good type of protection to put up. I very seldom I don't get attacked anymore because my shield has been so strong. And it's real easy for me to go, oh, wait a minute, somebody's trying something here, you know, because it's so obvious now when it happens. The important thing is if you're feeling like, you know, you're sitting somewhere and you feel like you're being attacked, throw purple light up around yourself. The violet flame, however you want to see it. But purple is a very protective color. Sometimes that'll help, sometimes it won't. My son, we were sitting in a restaurant one night, and I had tried, he was about 11, 12 years old. I had tried everything to stop this psychic vampire in there, and Michael had to get up and go to the bathroom because it was making him so sick. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to stop this attack, and Chris goes, "What's going on?" So I told him, I said, "Well, there's somebody in here," and I said, "I think it's that person over there who is psychically attacking, and I can't get it stopped." And he said, "Okay, let me try." And he closes his eyes, and the next thing I know, it stops. And I'm like, "Wow, what did you do?" He said, "I sent mutant fire ants to them." So what they'll do is they'll attach to you with a cord, you know, a hose, if you want to look at it that way, to suck energy out of you. So putting mutant fire ants in it, nails, broken pieces of glass, acid, anything you can think of that would turn them away, you can put up that cord to try to make them go away.
Oh my gosh, that's a great idea because, you know, that's turning the power. And, you know, the thing is, too, don't be afraid when you do it.
Exactly.
Laugh about it or, right?
Yes.
Because the fear will encourage it.
Oh, yes. I was going through something a while back, and I kept catching myself worrying and worrying and worrying. And all of a sudden, one day, it hit me, you know, I need to laugh at this because this is funny. You know, I mean, when you really think about it, in a couple of years from now, you're going to look back and laugh at it. So laugh at it now. And that is laughing and not getting involved energetically is the best thing that you can do. Fear, the best curse that I can put on somebody, if I want to curse somebody, all I have to do is tell them, "I'm going to put a curse on you."